And as the Russian pyramid studies show, this also has a direct effect on the behavior of the Earth, again suggesting we may all be living in the collective lucid dream to some degree. Now let's return to Dr. Fritz Albert Popp, as some of his results are now being rediscovered by others. Popp found out that our bodies had a variety of different cycles, where the intensity of light would increase and decrease over time. This included biorhythms of 7, 14, 32, 80, and 270 days, which held true even after a year. He also found similarities by day and by night, and by the week and the month, suggesting our rhythms were somehow tapped into the movements of the Earth as well. The basics of this phenomena were found again by Japanese scientists in a 2009 study. They were using extremely sensitive cameras that can detect single photons within very dark rooms, similar to the device Ruth developed for Popp's experiments. To their surprise, the Japanese scientists found our bodies were indeed glowing. The lowest intensity of light was at 10 a.m., and the strongest point was at 4 p.m., and it then dropped off gradually after that. Another interesting discovery was that our faces glowed more than the rest of our bodies. The Japanese scientists firmly believe this light can help us understand the condition of a person's health, but they are seemingly not aware of all the other research that has already made great strides in these areas. Dr. Fritz Albert Popp found that cancer patients had lost their natural cyclical human biorhythms. Furthermore, the light they were emitting was not anywhere near as coherent as a healthy person's. It was as if the overall level of light stored in their bodies were significantly reduced. Multiple sclerosis seemed to be an exception to this rule of ill health, though. In this case, Popp found that people were absorbing too much light, and it appeared to be scrambling and confusing the cell's natural ability to function. Popp wanted to find out whether the level of light stored in the body could indeed reveal how healthy the organism was, so he kept on doing more experiments. In one case, he found that free-range chicken eggs had significantly more coherent light than factory-raised eggs. When he examined various types of food, he found that the healthiest food consistently had the lowest and most coherent intensity of light. That's an interesting point, as it truly suggests that it is quality, not quantity, that counts with this bioenergy system. Popp made another significant breakthrough when he studied a common water flea known as Daphnia. To his amazement, he found that as one flea emitted light, other fleas reabsorbed it. They were drawing vitality directly from each other. This obviously implies that when we absorb too much light, the photons we give away are not waste products. They still contain all the vitality our bodies need. Sure enough, Popp found that small fish were also absorbing light from each other. Sunflowers would position themselves to where the most number of photons could be absorbed, and bacteria would soak up light from their surroundings. It is frankly quite amazing that this natural biological system has eluded our mainstream scientific thought for so long. But once this knowledge spreads, the effects will be tremendously positive. Popp then tested a variety of plant extracts to see if any of them could actually change the quality of light emissions from a human body, such as to potentially find a cure for the light scrambling effects of cancer. Every substance he tried only seemed to make the problem worse, except for one, mistletoe. Indeed, one woman in Popp's care was able to completely cure her cancer through the use of mistletoe extract. Dr. Fritz Albert Popp is not the only early pioneer whose work deserves a second look. Another classic breakthrough was Adamenko's phantom leaf effect from 1975. In this case, Adamenko was studying Curlian photography. All you do is put a leaf or other living thing on an electrified Curlian plate, and you then see a beautiful aura that appears around it as a fuzzy electrical current. To Adamenko's amazement, when he cut off the top of a living leaf and put it on the Curlian plate, a phantom image of the missing piece would still appear for 10 to 15 seconds. Many different groups have repeated this experiment around the world, and it was common to read about it in the 1970s Pyramid Power books.